One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This episode of The Honeydew is brought to you by Upstart, Raycon, Liquid IV, Hawthorne, and Keeps. More on that later. Let's get into the dew.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here bringing it at you from the Night Pants Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. I just want to say thank you. The numbers are growing. The subscribers keep adding up. You guys are really supporting the show. Thank you so much. Please make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube. Y'all like to watch it. Subscribe to it. We're going to be bringing some more shows over there. Got some fun stuff coming up. Let's see, RyanSickler.com. Make sure you subscribe to the email list. YouTube, we've already said. We got the time codes there. And the Patreon, the Honeydew with y'all. That is another audience that keeps growing. Thank you for your support. It's $5 a month. You get video and audio weekly. And if you do sign up for a year, you actually will save on over a month of episodes. So I do know $60 a year is a lot of money for people right now. So those of you who have, thank you so much. I know some of you are going to eventually. We're going to keep doing it. So if you or anyone you know has a story that needs to be heard, submit at honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. All right. TheHoneydewPodcast.com is the website where you can go get the merch. Everything's there. The night pants, the champion night pants nation sweats are selling out right now. The hoodies, all of it. Go there. Ryan Sickler Tees, it's all there. If you live in L.A. and you need music lessons, you know I record here at the Santa Monica Music Center. You'll get online lessons from local Los Angeles musicians. So go to SantaMonicaMusic.com, use the code Honeydew. They'll waive the registration fee, and they'll give you one free lesson. All right, now that that's out of the way, this show, as I say all the time, we highlight the lowlights. These are the stories behind the storytellers. This week, first time here on The Honeydew. Very excited. Been trying to make this one happen for a while. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only Joe Coy, y'all.
Hey.
Welcome to The Honeydew, Joe.
I'm excited.
Thank you for being here.
That was, hands down, the longest introduction of the same pod that you do every week. Hey, I know you guys go to the YouTube, and I just want to thank you and also the subscribers. Thank you for the subscribers, the Honeydew, honeydew.com, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler, Sickler, Sickler,
you got
Ryan,
it right,
Ryan,
though.
And also you guys, Honeydew, Honeydew, Honeydew. All right. The night pants, the hoodies and the night pants, they're gone, but we're getting them back and we'll sell them out again. And the coffee mugs.
Yeah, we do have coffee mugs. Thank you.
You know what I love? You know what would be kind of cool if there was like that... where it's so long that it does that transition filter, yeah. And it's still you talking about other stuff.
But right? All Honeydew.
Yeah, all about Honeydew. Yeah.
We got Honeydew slippers.
Anyways, I got about 5 minutes left, and I've been working on this one. He's finally here. Let's give him 4.5 minutes to tell him his
story.
You can
kiss my ass. I've heard people's intros on podcasts. Yeah. 15 minutes, and they're still not even hitting the content.
Ryan,
yet.
I had you on my pod, and you know what I said right when we said action? I said, Ryan Sickler's here.
Yeah, then you went and re-recorded the intro after for 20 minutes. Buy my Joe Coy merch.
Yeah, I never say that.
By the way, I want to talk to you. You told me a little bit of something off camera before we're going to get to, but just tell me a little bit about your upbringing. I mean, I'm such a fan. I listen to your stand-up. I know everybody is. But how many siblings do you have?
I got my sister Gemma, who runs my business.
Yeah,
right?
That's who we've been contacting.
And, yeah, so she's adopted. So okay. we adopted her, and but you know she's. We're like this, you know, because we're only like a year apart. So
now
we went to high school together and everything.
How old was she when your family adopted her?
We adopted her when she was like 10, 11, but okay. It took us years to get her.
It did.
It took like 3 years. There was a huge process. So when she got here, she was like, I think almost 14. You know what I mean? And we went to junior high school together in high school, and now she works for me. And she's amazing.
I loved it. That's why I love you, dude. You keep it in the family. I yeah. love what you do with your son.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, your shit's great, dude.
Thank you.
You have her working with you. How yes. many and how many other brothers?
And I have a brother, and then I have my my other sister, Rowena. They're half, by the way. So my mom was married before she met my dad, and then yeah.
So she had two kids with her first husband.
Yes, and then they adopted, and they also had me.
So you're the last?
I'm the last.
Oh, okay. All right. You're the baby then.
I'm the baby.
All right.
Yeah. So, and I guess I'm the halfer. I'm the only halfer. So I'm half white, half Filipino.
Oh, your dad's white. Okay.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's the cosmetic makeup of the Herbert family / Coy.
Herbert. Okay. Who's Coy?
Coy is my nickname for my aunt. My aunt called me Joe Coy. But I went up as Herbert. When I started in 89, I used to go, hey, it's my name. I used to go up as Joseph Herbert. And people would laugh, you know what I mean? You do open mics, the MC, whoever the fucking MC would be, like, make fun of the name, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if I said my name or people would heckle my name. So it was always me with the struggle with my name. And then not realizing I had a cool nickname, which is my aunt, Auntie Evelyn, she would always call me Jokoy. But she would say, like, Jokoy, with an accent. So you don't think of a nickname that would be good for stage until I was, like, looking for a different name.
And that's when it hit you?
And then that's when it hit me when I was at her house, and she goes, Jokoy, eat. And I go, that's my name. I'm going to go as Joe Coy. And then that's how that all started.
Boom.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad it happened. Because I didn't know it was going to be that catchy. It was a catchy name, but I literally was doing it because I was getting tired of people fucking up my name or making fun of the name and just stupid.
So your mom.
But I think Herbert is cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's why
it's so funny about it, you assholes. Like I have PTSD because of it. I literally have PTSD. Like I literally, like my last special, I finally talked about it. You know what I mean? I was just like, Herbert. And then I swear to God, when I said it, someone laughed. I go, that's why I fucking changed my name.
Was it just in comedy or your whole life?
No. Growing up in school, I didn't think any of that. Everyone loved it. Everyone used to call me Herb. You know what I mean? I used to go by Herbert. I loved it. It was right when I started comedy. Like the MC would be like, A Bear?
Because comedians are the biggest assholes.
Like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Especially like the upping, you know, like you're doing open mics. They're just trying to find something. I get it, but fuck, it was like PTSD, dude. I used to hate going to new open mics. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Joseph Herbert. I'm like, what? What is that, German? I'm like, no, bro, just fucking say my name. Just fucking say my name. It was like annoying. And then, yeah, so that's what that was all about.
What, are you close with all your siblings?
Yes.
All right, so are your mom and dad still together?
Mm-mm. No, my mom remarried another soldier by the name of Sergeant Frederick Harrison.
And so I love that. Your dad was a soldier?
My dad was a soldier, and then my stepdad is a soldier. That dude changed my life.
This is why I love you. Because back when you did the Crab Feast, you may or may not remember, you rolled over with the Tesla and everything. You did the Crab Feast. Uh-huh. And one of the things you talked about, because I was going through a split with my daughter's mother. And one of the things, and yours resonated with me and your advice and everything, you talked about how you're still good with your ex, that you all vacation together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm about to start vacation with you because you're going to be with my ex.
Yeah,
well,
man.
You're going to be my daughter's stepdad, so it's covered, bro. I can't wait to fly first class with you. But what I'm trying to get at is,
it's going to be so much fun.
You just seem one of those souls that's welcoming versus, who's this fucking guy I think he is? You know what I mean? Like, it really changed my way of thinking and like just taking a deep breath going, okay.
Yeah.
We can figure out how to do this. We can figure out how to get along. Yeah. I'm bad 1,000. But I think considering like two people who got together and intentionally had a human being and then fell apart, I think we do okay.
You know what I mean? 100%. I think we do okay. You know, we're at the same age, right? I think.
I'm 47.
Older than you. Yeah, I'm older than you. And we came at a time when we were kids. Divorce was new. Like, people think divorce is like...
Thank you.
That people think divorce has been since the beginning of time. No, divorce is new. And especially you and I, we're a product of the beginning stages of divorce.
That's very interesting.
So, yeah, you're right, man. Like, you remember all the movies and stuff? They had, like, divorce court. And they had, like, TV shows. And then they, you know...
Kramer versus Kramer.
It was a new thing.
And I remember being in third grade when my parents started having a hard time. And I remember going... It's so funny you say this. I remember going to, like, the one or two kids at the time I knew who had gone through this. Because back then, also, eventually... Everyone, I feel like my parents or my friends' parents got divorced. But back then in third grade, I don't remember even knowing any of that. You know? You're right. It was this new thing.
And when you get taught, because when you're a kid, you're literally getting taught. You know what I mean? You absorb. We're sponges. And I was absorbing all of that. Just the fucking hate and anger and just seeing my mom go through so much shit. You know, I think my dad still doesn't understand, like, me not being able to wear socks because my mom couldn't afford socks. You know what I mean? And it sucks. Like, I try. He apologizes. In no way am I shitting on my dad, you guys. Like, I love my dad to death. He's made up for it. He's apologized.
It's back here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it was camera four. I love you, Dad. And I keep forgetting.
I'll direct you. Don't worry. I'll direct you.
Please. It's hard to take direction when the director... But the director is on the other side of this wall. This is the first podcast I've ever done where the director is behind the wall.
We're COVID for we don't sit in the same room.
And you hear him through the vent. Oh shit. Just cans with string. And go. Thanks, bro.
Count me in.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, I absorbed all that. You know, I saw it, man. And it was that whole thing like, go get a lawyer if you want more. You know what I mean? Or let me hide it.
Take me to court.
I remember my mom. You got to remember, my mom's an immigrant that just came to this country. You know what I mean? She doesn't know what America is. She's got a kid. She never knew what racism was. She lived with Filipinos. You know what I mean? You know, I remember being half white, half Asian and going up an escalator. My mom saw a kid, you know, this is JCPenney. We won this TV in a raffle. And it's just the oddest looking family. You know, you got to remember, I'm half. I got a sister that's adopted. And then I got another sister.
What's her ethnicity?
She's Filipino. She's full, and dark, the darker Filipino.
Okay.
I don't want you to think she's black, you know what I mean? But she's a darker olive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she didn't look like us, but we're... little family unit going up this escalator. It's like 1983. I still remember this, bro. And my mom loves kids. And she's like, oh, hi. She's looking at this kid. Hello. Oh, my God. You're so cute. She went like that. And then the kid went like this. He went, ugh. And then turned back around.
Whoa.
And I remember like looking at – I didn't even know what that was. You know, when you live on a base, bro, you know, all you see are mixed kids. That's why when 89 came out and Tiger Woods was so fucking big, people didn't know how to react. I remember getting mad. Well, not in 89. It was like 91. But I remember everyone getting mad, like, because he said, I'm not full black. My mommy's still Thai. Like, I remember him saying something like that. And then there was all these jokes of people making fun of it. Because I don't think people really knew how to react to that. They didn't know what a mixed kid was yet. You know what I mean? And I know that hands-on because I was a part of that, you know? And seeing that, because I was so used to being on the base, all we had were mixed kids. I had black and German kids, Mexican, Asian kids,
white and crazy diversity.
Yeah, it's just so crazy. Like, we're in our own little bubble. Yeah. And then when you go out into the real world, and here's my mom, who's only, you know, she's in America now. She's got this mixed kid and a full Filipino kid. And then that happening. And I remember my mom, this is how cool my mom was. She goes like, don't worry, Joe. He doesn't know. Like, I thought that was cool. Because she could have been mad.
Yeah.
She could have been like, fuck you, huh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck you, you kids.
You kids.
You fucking kids. And your parents are shit. Your parents are shit. Beat you that, huh? Fuck you.
JCPenney. Shut up. For the TV you just won.
Oh, bro.
The scene would kill you.
Bro, and I know why that family was mad. Because we literally sat at that raffle for probably 2 hours. Did I tell you this story?
Uh-uh.
I swear to God, we needed a color TV so bad, bro. We filled out every single... You know how they leave stacks there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just take one and fill out. Motherfucker. All of us.
Everybody.
Every single one of us. My brother, my sister, Gemma just came to this country. Isn't this illegal? Is this okay? It says take one. Just shut the fuck up. We need a TV.
Shut up and win this TV.
And we crammed it. I know everyone was mad. Everyone saw us doing it. But and we won the TV, man, and we were going up to claim it. But when that kid did that, man, that to this day I still remember it.
Yeah.
But that was the times we lived in, right? We absorb all that shit, and I could have easily went that route, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So before we get to all the way to that question.
Yeah.
What then was it like leaving this bubble on this base and really stepping into the world? Like, what did you experience in your lifetime?
Well, you know, I lived in Tacoma. It was depressing.
Like, what age do you get off the base? Or do you go through high school and everything?
We get off the base at, like, 11.
Okay.
11, 12.
So you're middle school. You're getting off. And now you're going into regular public
now
school?
Now I see what regular...
In Washington.
Yeah. Okay. Now I see what it is.
Right.
It's so crazy to even say, this is my first time even talking about this. This.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't really realize that I was always military life for the first 11 years of my life.
Well, you're blowing my mind with hearing about black and German kids and stuff. And I'm thinking, military kids come from around the world.
Around the world. It would
make sense that these two people get together and this is the offspring. Yeah. And it's probably so diverse. And
I always say this on stage, Ryan. I always go, thank God for the military because they created the mixed race. They really did. They hammered that down, bro.
You're right about that.
Seriously, Vietnamese black, you know what I mean? Thai white, Filipino white, black Chinese,
military.
Black Korean, white. Dude, like, those are my friends. I just named off, like, a bunch of my friends right there. And I still remember them to this day. Like, you know, and then when you go, you know, now we live in a time like my son, all he sees are mixed kids. But it's hard for me to explain what I went through.
What the last 20 years, like 30 years was.
Yeah. I know what racism is indirectly. And you know, like I hate saying it because my dad, I love my dad so much, bro. Because he went against the grain. You know what I mean? He's a white family, Herbert. It doesn't get any whiter than Herbert.
Yeah.
Buffalo, New York. What?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where white people thrive in the snow.
They're only white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's it. And what's a Bill? What's a Bill? Buffalo Bill?
You know what their cheerleaders are called?
Here.
Jills.
Jills?
Yeah, Jills. The Bills and the Jills.
Come on,
get the
man.
Fuck out
That's
of here.
That's so
this.
White.
It is.
But I love my dad because he joined the military, went to Asia, saw what an Asian woman looked like. It was like,
blew
fuck
his
Jill.
Mind.
Fuck Jill.
Fuck Jill.
Fuck
right.
Jill.
I'm all with your dad.
Went against the grain.
Yeah.
Had himself a kid.
So wait, does your dad, does he...
I don't know the backstory.
Okay. You don't know if they married over... Were they married here in the States or...
Oh, no. They were married abroad.
Okay.
But they were married in Misawa, Japan because he was, you know, he kept moving.
That's right. Okay.
And so I was born in Misawa. But I don't know the backstory, nor do I wish to know.
Okay.
All I know is that I give my dad kudos to be 28, 27, and then getting a woman pregnant and becoming being a man...
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he could have easily just got on a goddamn plane and moved
back
later.
You
know what I mean? He could have done it, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And he didn't.
And did a lot of people.
But let me put this on your plate, bro. This is why I respect my dad, even though, you know, he fucked up, Dad. Wait.
You fucked up.
Thank you.
But I appreciate him because what he did was I don't know if she... I don't know how it was, but imagine Ryan being 27, 28. Mind you, this is 60s. You know, military. We're fighting a war.
Yeah.
Racism is huge. You have white skin, blue eyes, right? And now you just got an Asian woman pregnant, you know, and She also has two kids.
That's right. She had two kids already.
A 4-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And kids. Soon to be and a
children.
Newborn. Children.
Yeah, not teenagers.
And the,
children.
And the dude married her. Bro. I don't know what soldiers make now. He was probably an airman first class at that point, 28. What I don't even know what the pay scale is. Google it. What is it? 300 a month?
I mean,
400 a month?
Nothing.
With free housing? You know what I mean?
But now dude, five mouths to feed.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah. How, like, yo, I always say that. Like, yeah, my dad divorced my mom. Fucked up.
Can I ask, are you comfortable talking about how he fucked up?
Dude, this is crazy. I'm even talking about this now. This is all my first time saying this.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah.
You've never
talked about divorce, but like this deep little middle circle right here is like some details that I've never really expressed
this
until
is what
now.
I do. This is what we do on the dude.
You didn't really do much. You said my name.
You let me run.
Okay, so right. Yeah. You gave me a cup. But I'm the one spilling the beans, bro. So,
you are, okay.
What?
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Upstart. Now, there's a lot of economic chatter right now about the state of the market. Is it recovering? How long will it take? Have we seen the worst? But if you're struggling to pay off your high-interest credit card debt, you can't wait for those answers. You need to take action. Now, with Upstart, there's actually something you can do today to help fight off high-interest credit card debt. Upstart is the revolutionary online lending platform that knows you're more than just a credit score. Unlike other lenders, Upstart can reward you based on your job history in the form of a smarter rate. Upstart lets you skip going to the bank because it's completely online. They offer loans from $1,000 all the way up to $50,000. So you can consolidate your debt into one easy fixed rate payment. Upstart makes it fast and simple to check your rate. Since it's just a soft pull, it will not affect your credit score. All right. The hard pull happens if you accept your rate and you proceed with your application. And the best part is if the loan is approved and accepted, most people are getting their funds the very next business day. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards or meet their financial goals. I know you guys are out there doing it. You hit me up about it. You tell me how great it is. And if you notice, Upstart keeps coming back. Free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt and get back to using your money your way with Upstart. See why Upstart has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/honeydew to find out how low your Upstart rate can be. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor are my favorite headphones, Raycon. All right, so here's another way 2020 is throwing us for a loop, the holidays. Lots of my go-to gifts are non-starters this year. Can't send anybody to concerts, not send anybody out dining, movies, none of that. After everything that's happened this year, I want to get everyone on my list a gift that will actually make them go, hey, thanks, I needed this. I'm actually going to use this. My silver bullet gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds. All right, I tell you about them all the time. I use them. Use them every day. I had a second pair that I tell you all the time my stepson took. Will not give them back because he absolutely loves them, and I don't blame him. I love mine too. They have seamless Bluetooth pairing. They're comfortable. They're noise isolating. You can start listening right out of the box and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. It's comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon start at half the price. Best of all, this is something you can use for all calls, for music, for work or play, at home or on the go. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And if you already have a pair of wireless earbuds, You know you need a spare because kids steal them. Raycon's being generous for the holidays, so on top of their everyday great prices, they're offering my listeners 15% off right now. Go to buyraycon.com/honeydew today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/honeydew. buyraycon.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Hawthorne. Now, I've been thinking about making some personal changes lately, and I wanted to start by improving my self-care routine. You see, all I grew this hair out over quarantine. I don't know if that had happened if we weren't locked down, all right? The problem is I had no idea where to start, and then I found Hawthorne. Hawthorne is a premium-tailored personal care brand that's making it easy for guys, especially like me, to feel and smell your best. So you start with their quiz, okay? They ask you things like, you know, do you smoke? What's your favorite drink? How do you like to spend the night out? Stuff like that. And then they factor your answers into the results, okay? So it was actually really easy, and it was quick, and I'd been asked questions as a man I'd never been asked before. So the products I got were deodorants. I got body washes. I got body sprays, again, taken by my teenage stepson. Some of them. I wouldn't let him take all of them. The soaps, everything's great. All right, so if you want to upgrade your self-care routine, Hawthorne's a fun and convenient way to get super high-quality products tailored specifically for your needs. Hawthorne even takes the risk out of it by giving you free shipping on your order and returns. And if you don't like your products, they'll even retailer them for you based on your feedback, all right? So do what I did. Go take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine by going to hawthorne.co. And use the promo code HONEYDEW to get 10% off your first purchase, okay? That's hawthorne.co, and the promo code is HONEYDEW. It's great for Christmas right now, the holidays. You have sons, boyfriends, husbands, whatever, especially yourself. This is the package to do it. Again, hawthorne.co, promo code HONEYDEW. Now, let's get back to the dew.
What was I going to say? Wow, damn.
Your dad.
But anyways, what I was getting at is I felt what indirect racism felt like, because when we finally moved to Tacoma, which is where my dad's side of the family moved back, and me saying this is probably going to hurt my dad's feelings, and it's probably not even 100% true or accurate, but I know I felt it, okay? Because I saw it. When we moved back, that's when the fucking turmoil started, right? Everything was good, man. You know, my dad had a lot of stripes on his arm. He's making that master sergeant money. You know what I mean? My mom's working part-time. We're living good. The dollar is strong in the Philippines.
Okay, that's
the dollar is strong.
So were you on base in the Philippines, the last place before you came to the States?
Yeah, okay. We're on base, living that good life. My dad even had an extension. I remember that. I remember we all cried, and we were so happy when he got the extension because I did not want to leave the Philippines. You know, I was there from like 5 to like 11.
Yeah,
man.
Those are prime years,
man. Yeah. I remember riding the bike and my mom just giving me like 3 pesos and I could buy a drink, a sarsi, like a soda, basically, in a plastic bag and a straw. And you're so innocent. You know, you don't know what poverty is. You're just running with
the
kids.
That's right.
You're seeing chickens in the street. You're seeing kids getting bathed. You loved it. The people touching you because you're American. You know what I mean? And you're getting barbecue sticks and you just buy it. It's a peso. Eat it. You don't think about FDA regulations.
Grades.
Do you have an A rating? Is there an A rating?
Can you imagine asking somebody?
They just rolled up a newspaper and set it on fire and cooked meat
Killed
on
a
it.
Chicken yeah. right out in yeah. front of you. Is there an A? Yeah, we got an A.
The best barbecue sticks in the world.
I'll bet.
And just living that good life, man. And then I remember moving back and it fucking ended, bro.
And it was Tacoma, you said?
Tacoma, it ended. And you know, there's other things that are deep with my family that happened later on in life. And that's why another reason why I love my dad so much, because, you know, my brother has mental illness problems. And it came when he was 15.
What sort of mental illness?
He's got schizophrenia.
And it's bad. I have a cousin that has paranoid. He's a paranoid schizophrenic.
My brother is, he can...
He can't work, or
let's just say you ever watch that movie Glass? Is it Glass? Mm-hmm. The one with Bruce Willis?
Oh,
you ever seen that movie?
Look that up.
Can you look up Glass with Bruce Willis and Samuel Jackson? Is it Mr. Glass? Okay. There's Amblin Studios, and then there's the Honeydew. By the way, this is empty. Well, there's a character in that movie that has schizophrenia.
Okay.
Right? But he's also a superhero. He's not a superhero, but he has super...
Yes.
Super strength. Mm-hmm. And my take on that movie, I remember watching that movie, Ryan, and I got chills watching it because all I saw was my brother. I was like, that's my brother. Like, this guy isn't really strong. This guy is... He's got a mental disorder.
Yes.
And in his world, when my brother... goes into that world, he can fight six cops. And I've witnessed it.
You've seen that.
Bro.
Really?
Are you kidding me? That's all we had was fucking cops at the house. Every fucking week, bro. It fucking sucked. Like, nothing worse than living in fear, right? But also happy because you love yeah. this person. That's my big brother.
So he never messed with you guys, though, right? He always knew family.
No. He punched me once in a bed. He's awful. He's kicked my dad. He's my brother can fight.
That's the other thing. He's 15, so you're going through 15, your prime 16, 17, years
yeah.
of being.
And he can yeah, fight. My brother God. Was always a fighter. You know what I mean? And my brother is also street smart. Like, he's always been on the street. So. He knows how to work the system. You know what I mean? He knows when he needs help, you know, and he knows how to get help. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and we figured him out, but it took a long time for us to figure him out. You know, like, when my brother's homeless, we're like, we get sad, but then we're like, he knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? He's getting his fix, and then he's gonna do what it takes to get into jail. And then he also knows that that's... how he
shelter
gets into the
and
hospital.
A meal and a
but he
hospital.
Also knows that's how he gets right. to the hospital.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
he knows he's got about 6 months worth of shelter, food, and blah, blah, blah. So we figured out, but for years it was always just us walking on eggshells.
So you said homeless. So he would go missing at times and you wouldn't know where he was? Or?
Oh, yeah. My brother would just disappear. But then, you know, we'd be sad. But then we're also like, oh, you know, like, fuck. You know, and seeing my dad struggle. And like, there were so many elements to why... I understood it didn't come till later. You know, I had to be like in my mid-20s, almost 30 to really understand my dad, you know. But then I understood, like, yo, I would have walked away. You know what I mean? I would have, that's not my kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you go see the hospital login book. You know, you go to where my brother stays and you'll see Jack Herbert.
All the time.
Yeah.
How about that? Wow. You all right?
Yeah.
So do you talk to your dad now? Are you guys close?
Yeah, I love my...
Okay. Well, I'm saying you have open communication. Do you see 100%. Each other? Is it more
I told him that. I told him that. I don't like doing it. But, you know...
I'm glad you're doing it.
But, you know, you know, you get it. I appreciate my dad for that.
Yeah.
It's like, would I have done that? Fuck no.
That's what I'm saying. You have hindsight.
Look at these kids now. Look at these
But you're also
kids
a
now.
Dad. You're also
I'm
a dad. You could look at that now and be like, holy shit, how did you do
just
it?
The,
why did you do it?
Just the element, alone of him, like, getting a woman pregnant that has two kids and then adopting them.
In another country.
Or in another country.
As
during
a young,
the worst,
yeah,
during the worst,
time
in America.
Ever. Yeah. You got to be a strong motherfucker.
Yeah.
To,
and, you know, yeah, he walked away,
that.
But, you know.
At how old?
Where
how old?
He
10,
walked away,
you said?
He didn't walk away. You right. know what I mean? Like, he didn't have to go visit my brother. You know what I mean?
No.
No.
It's not even his kid, like you said.
Yeah. It's so. I get it. But like when I say I saw racism hand on, like, you know, when we came back to Tacoma, that's when shit started happening. My brother was going crazy, getting worse. And, you know, the cops were coming more. I just want to say this part because I don't want to forget it because I remember one Christmas where my dad went to Seattle to see his parents and he came back with one gift, and it was for me, right? And my mom, I remember laying on the ground, because I always slept in my mom's room. You know, I hated sleeping in my room. So I always slept in my mom's room. And I don't know if my mom and dad were divorced, but they were going through some shit. So that's why he was going there and then coming back, whatever. And I remember he brought one gift back for me for Christmas, and he gave it to me. And my mom took it out of my hand. She goes, if your parents don't give the other kids gifts, then Joe doesn't give gifts. And then my dad was like, oh, come on. They're old enough. They don't need gifts. This is for the kids. Christmas is for kids. And my mom was like, fuck that. That's not what this is about. It's not about what age they are. It's Christmas. You know what I mean? They deserve gifts too. These are your kids. And I remember crying like, oh, I want the gift, mom. I want the gift. Like, there's another part of PTSD, right? Like, I remember that. But now I get it. My mom was a fucking gangster. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't get a gift. And I'm glad she did that shit, you know? But that was that first sign. I feel like they were always... I got to be careful what I say, but I feel like, you know, the kids not being fully his, they didn't really accept him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's race, but I mean, I just, in my eyes, what else could have been?
Sure.
You know?
Well, I wanted to ask you, just as an Asian family as well up in Washington, like during Vietnam, are you experiencing racism from the white kids in school? And
are you talking about when I was
when you got public school.
Because with the public schools.
Was it a culture shock?
It was only when you went to like out of the base bubble. So you can live on the base, but you can also live off the base.
Oh, so wait, you were still on base in Tacoma?
No, but what I'm saying is you can live off base.
Gotcha.
But it's people but you're still from the base.
Got it. Okay.
So you're surrounded with
still
retired military and blah, blah, blah.
I see.
So the community looks...
You're not just out amongst the civilians
at this
point.
Even if they are not part of military life, they're surrounded by it because that's the main source of income. And, you know, that's what the economy is built on is that those bases. And, I lived by the Army, Navy. Like, we lived... next to every single base.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were all there. Marines, it was like the stronghold. You know what I mean? And it was when you went out into the city. So when you went into Tacoma, that's when you were kind of like, the fuck is this? You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what is this, a cast? Whatever. You guys shooting a are you guys shooting a comedy? You guys shooting some kind of a comedy? What is this?
I'm bad. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be a culture shock.
What the fuck is this?
It's a bunch of those white people.
Just walking around the ball. I mean, it was weird. Yeah, I did experience. Like I said, that's where that happened. Tacoma Mall, when I saw that kid pull his eyes back. Like, I experienced that. Or just seeing Tiger Woods, you know, not get treated the way he did. I just knew that society wasn't ready for something like that. You know, it was black and white heroes in sports.
Yeah.
And to get that one dominate the way it did.
Dominate.
And smash the fucking Masters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way that he did. Of course black people wanted to.
Yeah, right, that.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Motherfucker, we've been caddies our whole life. We can only be on this course with a white suit on. We had to wear a white jumpsuit with our fucking, with the golfers.
Get my red Nikes.
Now yep. They're like, fuck
Sunday
you,
Nike.
That's our dude.
Yeah.
That's our dude. He's black. And then Tiger goes, well, I mean, I'm not all black. You know what I mean? And people got offended by that. But he was like, he was right. I got a mommy.
He's right.
My mommy's Thai.
Half of everything
black.
I am.
I'm also Asian. Look in my eyes.
Yeah.
So, but that's how I also felt. Like, identity was crazy for me. People always ask me, like, yo, why do you always talk about your mom on stage? Who the fuck am I supposed to talk about?
Not only that, let's.
Who am I supposed to talk about?
I do want
to
talk about your mom because now, as a father, as. And how many kids do you just have? Is it your son?
I have my son. And you know, it's so crazy because the shit that my mom went through.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
was so
how
crazy.
Could you not talk about a woman that raised four kids by herself?
By herself. At one with. You know, a mental disorder coming in and out of hospital.
And like I've said, I've dealt with that and watched my aunt deal with that. And I know that is
dude, I remember we were driving to see my grandma who lived in Vegas. So we drove from Washington all the way to Vegas, right? And I remember my brother went nuts on my mom at a restaurant. And he was like, give me all my fucking money. Because she was holding on to his money. And, you know, I think part of the deal was going to help out on the gas and all that mm-hmm. shit. I remember my mom giving him the money and him leaving. I was just like, fuck us. You know, I don't even think ATMs were around yet. You know what I mean?
And there goes your money.
I think we were still pay phones at that point. And I was just like, fuck, dude. Like, I still didn't get it because I didn't know what it was. Like, what is my brother dealing with? I don't know what that is yet. But I know it's just not right. And I was just like, fuck. I remember us being depressed on the car ride home. A car ride there. It's just like seeing my mom go through that shit. I was like, God, dude. Like, mind you, my dad's not around, you know.
When did he leave? What age?
11.
To 11, okay.
Yeah.
And
Ryan, like, I always have to explain, like, identity crisis, right? Like, imagine, like, being half white with hazel eyes but saying I'm Filipino. And the reason why is because I can't say I'm white.
Yeah.
I don't even know my grandparents. Yeah. I don't know if you heard me earlier. I go, his parents, when he went to see his parents. Like, who says that? You know what I mean? Like, whenever I see my dad, I go, you know, how's your dad when you're growing up, dad? How's your mom growing up? Like, I don't say grandma. I don't have any identity. There's no identity there.
You never
met
them?
I only know my dad. I met them, but there was never this.
Sure.
It wasn't there, man. There was something pulling us apart.
Yeah.
You know, there was tension. Like, when we moved, my dad's decision to move out was the minute we got there. And you know, so who else? Like, when my mom was doing all these, you know, I do this joke on, you know, on my last special about, you know, there was no Facebook or Twitter back then. You know, when my mom went to look for Filipinos, she literally went up to brown people that looked like her and was like, Filipino? Like, literally. Yeah. And then a Mexican be like, what?
She's like,
what's that? Never mind. So sorry. I am so sorry about that. Just looking for something like me.
Someone to relate
to. Embrace.
I hate it so much.
To embrace and listen and understand the trauma I'm going through.
Oh, your poor mom.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our next sponsor, Liquid IV. All right. Now, the season's changing. It's getting cooler. You're making adjustments to your daily routines, your daily workouts. Maybe you're bundling up out there with more layers of clothes. And the cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration like overheating or perspiration, which means it's even more important to keep your body properly hydrated. With one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as plain water, okay? Maybe you have holiday plans. You know you're not going to eat well. Stay hydrated, all right? I've been on homeschool. This stuff has been wearing me down mentally. I pop a couple of these a day. And I'm telling you, you feel amazing. Flu season often lines up with the holiday plans, but Liquid IV can help support your immune system with increased hydration and essential vitamins. It's perfect for staying hydrated on holiday flights, long road trips. It can even help with hangovers after those extra holiday drinks. And that's true. I'm telling you right now, it definitely works on hangovers. Liquid IV's best-selling hydration multiplier now has 3 new flavors. There's guava, watermelon, and apple pie. All right. I like Liquid IV. I use it, like I said, every day. Watermelon is my favorite one right now. They got a lot of flavors. But I get up in the morning. It's the first thing I drop in some water. get my hydration back up, and then even just whenever I'm feeling it, I just put it in a glass of water, drink it, and I feel great. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. There's no artificial flavors or preservatives, and there's less sugar than an apple. Okay, it's made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. What makes Liquid IV so effective? The cellular transportation technology. The optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream. Liquid IV is also on a mission to change the world. They're a great company. In response to COVID-19, products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, active U.S. military. There's over 3 million servings in total so far. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Walmart in the beverage section. But why are you going out to Walmart? We're supposed to be social distancing anyway. So do the safe thing, do the smart thing, and save some money. You'll get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and you use the code HONEYDEW at checkout. That's 25% off of anything you order when you use the promo code HONEYDEW at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code HONEYDEW. Our next sponsor is Keeps. Now, as guys, so much of our identity is wrapped up in our hair, from how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before going out. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s, start noticing the first signs of hair loss, it definitely feels like panic time. Because let's face it, no guy is ever ready to go bald. But thankfully now, there's Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. Did you know that 2 out of 3 guys experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have your hair left. All right, you used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Not anymore. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy, and they deliver your medication every 3 months so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. All right? Keeps also offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Find out why Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. Keeps' treatments start at just $10 a month. Plus, for a limited time, you can get your first month for free. So here's what you got to do. All right, if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/honeydew to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/honeydew. All right, one more time, keeps.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the dew. Okay, so what?
This is how my mom met Filipinos. We went to church a lot. And you know, you see Filipinos there. and what ended up happening is this Filipino met that Filipino, and then they became like this little community of friends. And I don't know what this is, but it's called the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
And it's a hall that's usually attached to a church, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not very religious.
I don't even know what the – I know what the Knights of Columbus are, so but the, I don't know what the fuck it is.
So the Knights of Columbus yeah. was this little square building that was hollowed out. It was for – you know, you throw parties there, but it was attached to the church, and they would rent it out, these Filipinos, you know.
Like a little dance hall.
Yeah, there was no, you know, like, it's so funny because my son has Filipino friends. There's Filipino stars, you know what I mean? There's Filipino people in the industry, me, you know what I mean? Like, that didn't exist in the 80s, yeah. man. So there was no Filipino restaurants. So, you know, when I got Filipino food is when my mom decided to cook Filipino food. But, man, when we had a Knights of Columbus event and we did potluck, oh.
That was the shit.
Bro. And everyone brought an item from that. Oh, I didn't want to fucking leave, man. We would literally use empty ice cream containers or Cool Whip containers, and we would just load it up.
I love your Cool Whip Tupperware.
Bro,
that was
real. Like, whatever was empty on the table, we would... I think that's why they used that, because it was like the Tupperware stayed home and this stuff you can give away. And that's why, like, oh, I remember just loading it up. Like, Mom, just grab it, please, Mom. She would grab pancit and lumpia, put it in the big Neapolitan ice cream container, just load it up, and we would eat for a week, bro,
yeah.
Filipino food. And so that was our little community of friends, man. You know, that's how we met Filipinos. So my identity was that. That's all I knew. That's why that's all I talk about. You know, I want to talk about my dad's side, but what can I possibly talk about? You know?
It sucks. Who do you...
It doesn't suck.
Who did you have male role models when your dad
my
left?
Stepdad.
Who did you look up to? Okay,
my
you said stepdad. You love that
and,
dude.
So when did I he look enter up to your my life? Dad? He's my dad.
I hear you.
He's
yes.
a beautiful man. You know, now that I'm a father and I understand
yes.
schizophrenia and all this shit, bro. I love my dad. Dude, I want to be that guy. You know what I mean? I want to, dude, to be able to, you know, he lives in Arizona, dude, to have a logbook. Like, I'd love to show you this logbook.
You have like, it?
No, it's a logbook in the hospital.
Oh, that's there, yeah.
And if you see it, bro, you'd be like, whoa.
He was there all the time.
Bro. And never, whew. It's cool.
It is. Yeah, take a
can
sip.
Can you put some fucking water in here so I could actually swallow the fucking tears?
You got a whole bottle over there. Don't you have any left?
Oh. Yeah, you do have a whole bottle. Thanks. Thanks. This is from the other guest. This is from the
other guest. The mug.
Oh, leave that there. Joe Coy's coming. Fucking producer goes, let me clean the cup. He goes, hey, hold on. Before we start, I'm going to clean the cup. And when he came back, cleaned it. He goes, here you go. I go, are your fingers in the fucking cup? It's, yeah, but clean on the other side. Drink on the other side.
Clean on the outside. All right, I want to
hear. But comedy is my... comedy, I'm very emotional, right?
I know, I am as well.
And comedy was my outlet, right? So I knew I was funny right away. Right away. Like when I was in the Philippines, I was like 5, 6, 7... Like, my mom and dad would literally make me entertain, you know? Like, it was always joke. Oh, Joseph, do that one thing that you do. Do that, you know? And I would do it, you know? And I knew I had something, right? It wasn't until I got to Tacoma and my neighbor goes, oh, you should be a comedian. I remember him saying that.
And you were little then, huh?
Yeah, I was like 10, 11. Yeah. He goes, you should be a comedian, dude. Like, and I was like, what? What's that? Like, you know, comedian guy on stage, tells like Richard Pryor, dude, and his dad. I remember his dad had all these Richard Pryor tapes. Gave me the Richard Pryor. I fell in love.
Yep.
I remember listening to that shit. My mom let me listen to anything. That was my mom's number one rule. This is why I love my mom so much. She goes, you can curse all you want. Just don't curse at me.
Mm.
Say whatever word you want. But you say it to me, we have a problem. Huh? You respect me.
Yeah.
And she was right. Because it's just words.
Yeah.
It's when you have conviction
point,
and
yes,
meaning behind it, then it's bad. So my mom let us curse. She loved it, man. I got to watch dirty shit all
the
time.
What age does your stepfather come into your life?
He came into my life when I was, I was 16. I was a sophomore in high school. So 16,
and
15,
he's a good
16.
Man.
Dude.
This is what I love about
let
you.
Let me tell about... Let me
were you
talk
resistant
about
to it
Fred,
at all?
Bro. Oh, yeah, of course.
You were, okay.
You fucking my mom, bro? Fuck out of here, soldier.
So, he's a soldier, that's right. Yeah.
You fucking my mom, soldier.
What's his name, Fred?
Sergeant Frederick Harrison.
Let's hear about Sergeant Frederick Harrison.
Sergeant Frederick Harrison is 6'2" and just... a fucking war hero, bro. He's a war.
Anybody that goes to war is a fucking
okay,
hero.
Okay, cool. He's a, when you say hero, like you save a life, but he did protect this. He fought for this country, goddamn.
That's right.
And let me tell you what this dude has, man. He's got 2 Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star.
Damn.
So by the way, they don't give Bronze Stars
no.
like that. You know what I mean? That's a very special thing. In fact, I don't even think they give them away anymore. And to get 1 Purple Heart, people got to understand, you got to get hurt in combat to get a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
You got to be at war, and that's...
not tipping out of your desk chair and fucking banging your head and shit.
No disrespect
and all
to anyone.
Yeah, no respect
to
anybody that's done
that. You in the hallway on base.
Yeah. You ain't getting a Purple Heart.
And you got a Purple Heart. Don't tell anyone you got it. Just enjoy it for yourself. All right, motherfucker?
It's a keepsake.
No. All my soldiers, I love you. They're just jokes. But seriously, don't tell anyone. Sergeant Frederick Harrison was in the fucking... He was in the pits, bro. You know what I mean? He's a grunt,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's a Marine?
No, he's Army.
Army, okay.
He's a grunt. I was just fucking with you. You heard that? He was a grunt, and which means give a motherfucker a gun and go in. Yay. Where we drop you, you shoot.
That's it. You're going first, too. You're going first.
Keep your socks dry.
Yeah.
And that's a real thing. Keep your socks dry, because it's going to be a while before you get some socks. And in the rainforest, right? And we'll drop some weed out for you guys to keep you happy. But don't tell anyone that we drop weed here for
you. Is that what they would do? They would drop it for him?
Man, he was smoking weed, of course. Like, wouldn't you want some weed?
Yeah, I would.
And God damn it, I don't want to lose the story. Oh, so anyways, from the hills of, from the mountains of West Virginia, this soldier came from, right?
Okay.
Is a West Virginia boy. That's why I fell in love with Major Harris, you know, West Virginia, mm-hmm. the volunteer. I love that. It's my team, man. I love him, right?
Oh, are you a WVU guy?
I love him, right?
I've partied there, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I love West Virginia. Only went there once. I'll never live there.
yeah.
But I love it because that's where Sergeant Frederick Harrison came from. And 17 years old, bro. I even asked him, I go, dude, 17 years old and you enlisted in the Army? He goes, Bubba. He goes, I had to get out of West Virginia, Bubba. And I go, why? Why would you choose war? That you had an out. You're 17. You still had a year before you even had to enter the draft. Why? He goes, Bubba, I was tired of shitting in the snow.
What? He'd rather go to war than shit in the snow.
Some motherfucking mountain man shit, bro?
That is definitely mountain man.
That is some sure West Virginia coal
sure
mining.
It sure is.
All his uncles died in the coal mine.
They all
died of black lung.
Yeah.
You go down into the coal with a bird, Bubba. They give you a bird, Bubba. That bird dies, you run, Bubba. That's what you do. That's fucking life.
Is that what they do? They give you a bird to go down?
They give you a bird. The bird dies, you fucking run. Go.
Yeah.
The bird just died.
I didn't know that.
Hey, our candles just burnt out for no reason.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
Go. He 17, he goes, I was tired of shitting in the snow, Bubba. And I'm like, yo, this is a true story, by the way. I go, what the fuck? And of course he's trying to be funny,
mm-hmm.
but he goes, Bubba, you ever have to shit in the snow in the middle of winter on the mountain with no central plumbing? Huh, Bubba? We had outhouses, Bubba. You gotta dig a hole. You ever try and dig a hole in the ice while holding your shit? You hit the ice wrong and the shit fly out your ass. Now you're just covered in the shit and snow.
You gotta do this character, dude. You gotta do this character. You got it down, dude. Your accent, your voice has changed.
Oh, I love Fred so much. You know, I thought Boo came from rap. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a nickname for rap, from rappers. Like, hey Boo, you know what I mean? Ain't that right, Boo? True. Bro, that is such a mountain term. Like, that he used to call us boo-boo. Like, hey, boo. Like, hey, boo. He'll say it to, like, and I was like, oh, that's some
hillbilly
country shit.
Yeah.
That's country shit. You know what I mean? And, yeah, so he was serious. He goes, I'm giving too much. Because it's so funny that you're saying this, because this is what I want to talk about in my next special. But because I do want to do it, and this is actually some stuff that I want to talk about. But anyways, that's why he said, I was tired of shitting in the snow, Bubba. It's rough. That's a rough life, Bubba. And he joined the military, and he joined to be to fight the war. He knew it was for the war, and he had no skill sets. He just said, I can fight. I can
17,
shoot.
17, yeah.
Dude hunts. I can shoot a gun. And sent him in right away, dropped him in. Shrapnel. Fucking platoon gets hit. Shrapnel hits his whole left side.
Damn.
His whole left side, whole right side. Whole left side. His whole left side of his body. Just metal fragments, dude. He's got all these scars, dude. Take it out all up and down his right, left side. 17, bro. You got to see the pictures. He looks like a little boy.
I know. I my think son. Of myself. It's yeah, right.
It's my son.
My stepson, 17.
Only 6 foot two. That's but it's still my son. Like I'm looking at his face, like, oh my god, you're a baby, Fred. And he's got his gurney. He's holding a little IV bottle. This back, not IV bag, IV bottle.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's got medicine, and then when it's empty, it's got liquor in it. That's how it was in the 60s. And then they came and brought him a Purple Heart while he was in there. They
wow.
gave him the Purple Heart, and they go, you're free to go home, soldier. And this motherfucker, this is how crazy he is. He goes, I don't want shit in the snow.
And he stayed?
Put me back in.
No way.
Swear to God, bro.
Holy shit.
Sent him back in.
That's a man.
Sent him back in. I don't know if it was 8 months later or whatever it was. He gets shot by a sniper, right?
What?
Bah! Fucking hits him over his right shoulder, right? Entry wound is about the size of a dime. He's got a hole right here.
Mm-hmm.
A little dime-like hole. Whole front side just gone. Fucking gone. Shoulder droops over like this. This is how he, you know, his whole shoulder droops like that.
Still now, like that's from the injury?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
Whoa.
Can never play. You know, back then in the 60s, you get shot. They just scrape out whatever and then sew it up.
See you later.
Yeah, you know. And then they put a Purple Heart, and then they gave him the Bronze Star. And they were like, soldier, you free to go home. And that's when he was like, yeah, I need to go.
I'm going to go shit in the snow.
I'm going to shit in the snow.
It took two injuries. Yeah. So that's the price of shitting in the snow.
Yeah. And he's a bad motherfucker.
So,
and he's a bad motherfucker, bro. He's always at fifth of Jack. Like it's nothing. A pack of smokes. Pack of Marlboro Reds. You know what I mean? Came into my life when I was 15.
At what age 16. Did you start to accept him?
I mean, it was right away. I fell in love because that was that male figure was in the house finally.
Yeah.
That I was missing for like 4 years, 5 years, and also being tormented by my brother. And then all of a sudden my mom starts dating this guy. But what I loved about him is that he loved the Seahawks, but he also loved the Redskins. He loved the Dodgers. I remember when the Dodgers played the Mets. And I was such a Dwight Gooden fan.
Yeah.
Right? Daryl Strawberry. And, you know, everyone jumped on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, and especially when you're a young kid, you're just like, oh, look at this fucking Daryl Strawberry. He's so cool looking. And then, you know, of course, Fred loved the Dodger. He was always a Dodger fan, you know. And I remember I bet him, I think I bet him like $50 or something. I didn't even have the money, but I was just like, $50, the Dodgers, Dodgers are going to lose, Fred. Was it against the Mets? Who they play? Look it up. Whoever they played. But I remember when he played, when the Dodgers, no, it couldn't have been the Mets. Because
No,
National
you're talking
League.
About World Series.
World Series. When the Dodgers played the World Series. I remember I was a Mets fan, and then all of a sudden the Dodgers are in the World Series, right? And then I remember betting them. I was like, they're going to fucking lose. I'm like, Bubba, Dodgers are going to kick that ass. This is a true story. And I was like, nah. And I remember, I don't know what game it came down to, but it was Kirk Gibson walking
up.
Yeah,
that motherfucker, Kirk Gibson home run.
And I bet
to
Fred.
To extend it, yeah.
And I bet Fred. That's the bet.
You bet him on that Kirk Gibson.
On that Kirk Gibson. And Fred didn't give a fuck.
He had to love that
Fred
shit.
Fred did not give a fuck. He was just like, he's such a Dodger fan. I remember him like, you put your money where your mouth is, Bubba. You think they're going to win? Go ahead. Better put your money where your mouth is, Bubba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now. At Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
and that fucking Kurt Gibson knocked it out. He goes, I told you, Bubba, you better pay me back. And I never paid him back until just like recently.
At least you paid
him.
Yeah,
I paid him. And then some. I think I bought him a car. I did, actually. I bought him a car.
You should have bought him a toilet.
Yeah. I should have. But
you'll
that
never
was,
have to
but
shit
that was,
the snow.
Yeah, but that was the chemistry, man. It was just like this sports chemistry. He was a Lakers fan. I remember he got this credit card for the first time. Like when it was his first credit card. You know what I mean? He was out of LA. He never had a credit card.
Wow.
Because he was a fuck up.
Yeah.
You're not a fuck up, but he was a million. He was a soldier boy. They weren't fucking worried about credit and establishing. He got his credit card and then he was like, hey, let's go shopping, Bubba. And he took me shopping. I was like, what? He bought me a corduroy Laker hat, and he bought me a Just Do It Nike tank top. I got a picture of that
shit. You remember that shit,
oh,
huh?
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, and he bought me a Just Do It fanny pack.
Isn't it funny what sticks with you when people connect with you?
Yeah. Well, I also remember that because we didn't have shit. I never had that stuff. I didn't start getting, you know, he was the one that started doing that for me. But I just remember. But he used to drink a lot, and I used to laugh, you know, because we'd get drunk. He was a happy drunk. You know what I mean? He was a happy drunk, but he was also annoying because he'd slur. It's bad enough I didn't understand what he said when he wasn't drunk, but now he is drunk. And I wrecked his van. I didn't get my driver's license. I was supposed to pass the test. He was going to let me drive to prom, and I didn't get it. And I remember we sat on the balcony. He goes, whatever you do, don't drink and drive. But I'm going to give you the keys, Bubba. And he gave me the keys, and I fucking hit a fire hydrant.
So he let you drive illegally and you fucked it up?
On prom night. The worst night to let a teenager drive.
It is.
And he gave me the keys. Didn't give a fuck.
Is.
I got shot twice, Bubba.
It definitely is the worst night to let a teenager drive.
Right? He's the shit, dude.
They used to put that wrecked car out in front of our high school to scare you into it. You know, like, this is what can happen. We'd be like, holy fuck, we'll rent a limo. Yeah.
But here's the – so all these years of seeing my dad struggle with my brother, get into fist fights and not, you know, I'll put it out there, didn't declare victory ever with my brother.
He went defeated.
Yeah, he went defeated. Sad. But by the way, it's a different person, you know, and you also don't want to hurt a young, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck it. No, my dad got my ass kicked. and then all of a sudden, we're in this apartment in Tacoma. And Fred's staying over. He's been staying over a lot, by the way. And here comes my fucking brother, like clockwork, bro. Just kicking the door. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Poof, poof, big metal door, right? And I wake up. I'm like, well, I'm looking down the hallway. My sister's looking down the hallway. And we just hear, open the door. Poof, poof. Mind you, my brother's not big. He's like 5'5", but he'll kick your ass. He'll beat the fuck out.
Yeah, he's got that strength.
And he's scary,
too,
bro.
Yeah.
Like I said, Mr. Glass, bro. That movie, that whatever that character was, that's what I saw. I saw a fucking dude with superhuman strength. Like, yeah, that's a metal door, but my brother's about to kick it open. It's about to happen soon. And here it comes. Bam! That fucking door flies open, and then he starts walking. And it's scary, bro. He's scared. And I remember I'm like, fuck. He's mad because Fred's staying there. And Fred's already in the hallway. And he's like, I'm telling you right now, Bubba, I don't want to fight.
And
he's got an arm
like
this.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
In boxer shorts.
Basically one arm. Yeah.
But, bro, seeing Fred stand up to Robert was already like, I was seeing like God. Like, oh, shit. Right? And he's like, Bubba, I don't want to fight you, Bubba. I'm just telling you, turn around right now, Bubba. Just leave. Just leave. And Rob was like, fuck you. And I was like, here it comes, bro. Right? Throws a punch. He's throwing the right. And then Fred just fucking, wow. Linebacker, by the way. He played linebacker.
Okay, yeah.
When he was in high school.
Boom. Bah! Slammed him down.
Fucking. So I remember hearing my brother go, and Robert's just punching from the bottom. Bah, bah. And Fred, this is how cool Fred is, doesn't throw a punch. And he's like, Bubba, I'm 250 pounds. I'm 250 pounds, but I ain't moving. He goes, you can punch all you want, Bubba. I ain't moving. I'm staying right here. And then Robert starts, but at this point, Robert's just like, let me up. I'm going to let you up, Bubba. but you better just walk out this door, bub. That's all we doing. All right, let me up. He fucking gets up. By the way, I've seen my brother take six cops.
Yeah, you were saying, yeah.
I've seen my
this
brother.
This guy's got a one and a half arms.
Let me explain to you what I've seen. And this is when right when we got to Tacoma. I've seen my brother being laid out like this, crucifix style, right? With his arms like this. One cop on this arm, another cop on this arm, another guy with his knee on my brother's back, right? And they're just trying, give me the fucking arm, right? Another cop like stand there, you know what I mean? Give me the fucking arm. All right, give me the fucking arm. Right, fuck you. You want the arm? Take the fucking arm. Bah! Bah! Hitting him in the back of the head. I'm like, Robert, give the fucking arm. Just give me the fucking arm. We're crying. Fuck you. I give him the fucking arm. Like, you're just looking at it. Like, that's the kind of shit
fuck,
I saw.
Yeah.
And you see that shit. Like, Robert, I didn't want to see my brother get beat up. Bah! Bah! Give me a fucking arm. I ain't giving my fucking arm. You better take my fucking arm. Bro, it's crazy shit like that. So seeing this was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
And then your brother get up and...
Then my brother got up talking shit, right? Talking shit and he's walking out. Fuck you. I better never see you outside.
Outside.
I better never see you outside. Just walk out, Bubba. Walk out. I think Fred was bigger than 250 at that point. I think Fred was like 260. Like he was a big man. He had the big belly, bro. He was big fucking man. Just walk out, bro. Walk out, Bubba. Just go ahead. Walk out. All right, but I'll see you in the street, Bubba. I'll see, you know, that condescending tone. Don't worry. I'll just fucking tackle you there, too.
Yeah. Fuck you up there, too.
And then we got to the door. And he goes, just walk down the steps. Cough. And then just walk down the steps. Just walk down the steps, Bubba. And my brother starts about to go down the steps. And then he fucking turns around.
No.
Yeah. Turns around and throws another punch. I think he hits Fred in the arm because you got to remember my brother's small. So he swings up, hits Fred in the arm. Fred grabs his arm or something. I forget what happened. But then Fred takes the bad arm.
No.
And fucking on the side of the head.
He used the bad arm.
I was like, oh, shit.
Fred.
Boom. And... That was it, Robert. I remember Robert fucking, I think that shocked him. And then Robert, you know, he walked down the stairs and then, you know, yelling and all that shit. But then he walked away. And that was it. I was like, this is the dude. This is the fucking dude right here.
That's great.
Yeah, man. And that was, yeah, that's why I love Fred so much, man. That's my guy, man. So, yeah, he came into my life and he changed it as well. You know,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, you changed mine. Look, you did. I'm telling you. You don't know that, but I'm telling you, that episode, it really made me think differently. It made me calm down. It made me like, all right, it was still new to me at the time. So I was like, all right, we got a process here. Let's get through this. Let's try to do the best we can. So we got to get you out of here. But I want to ask you a question I asked everyone.
I'm so happy you're making it good with your ex.
I'm trying.
It's so important to your kids.
It is.
It really is, man. Do it. Like, suck it the fuck up, bro.
I know. It's ego is what I have to work. I try to kill my ego daily. I do, yeah.
And remember, man, your kids write their story.
Yep.
They'll figure it out. You ain't got to tell them everything.
Nothing.
You don't have to say anything.
That's right.
They will write it. They will fucking write it. And they will know what's right and they'll know what's wrong. They'll know through action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and not only that, but my ex-wife, man, fucking amazing. And who else better to watch your kids than your ex?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like just that family unit, even though you guys aren't together, it's an amazing. My mom's the one that said it, which is even crazier, you know?
Yeah, because she's had three.
Yeah, but the shit that my dad and her went through, and for her to look at me and go, because I was taking my dad's side. Like, not side. I was becoming my dad in the divorce. Like, I was ready to move away. I'll see my son when I come back, and this is the money you're getting. And, you know, 3 months I'll come get you. Like, I was that attitude. I'm getting fucked. And then I was like, my mom was like, what are you doing? Like, you remember how you felt when you didn't see your dad and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah. Do you want your son to feel that? And I started crying.
Boom.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. And that was it.
All right. So let me ask you this. Yeah. I ask everyone that comes on.
This is so emotional.
This is the last question. You've done
fucking
fantastic.
Fucking honeydew. What's sweet about this? You call this sour, but why don't you call it bitter melon?
Advice you would give to your
son. Looks delicious. Tastes like shit.
What advice, after everything we've talked about, what advice would you give to your 16-year-old self? And we'll end on that.
Ooh.
You had a lot going on at that time.
This is the. I will only tell myself one thing. Be more confident. But I was dealing with a lot of depression, bro. I'm friends with a couple of... I'm actually only friends with one person from my junior high school years, which was my lowest of low. And when you live in Tacoma, it's, you know, it can get depressing because of the weather, right? Yeah. And when you're going through some shit, you tend to think about a lot of stuff. And there was some shit where I was like, God, man, like, I fucking hate it. Like, I used to walk around with my head down, you know, and my shoulders used to always slouch. I think I even walked the same way.
I think it's so inspiring because you are nothing like that now.
Yeah.
And to come from that for yourself, to do the self-work and to be who you are now, that's amazing for people to
Comedy saved my life, bro.
Same.
Bro, and I had a VCR tape that I, you know, you could press EP, LP, or SP, slow play, long play, extended play. And I remember if you went to extended play, you get 6 hours on the
tape.
That's
right.
And I could get 6 hour specials on that shit. And I remember one had it had Robin Williams live from the Met. It had Whoopi Goldberg Around the World, and I forget what it was called, 18 motherfucking days. It had Bill Cosby himself, Delirious. It had Louis Anderson on
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember just always watching that shit. You know, because we didn't have cable. I would have to find a way to get it. I remember when my mom got HBO. That's when I was like, couldn't wait to watch. Yeah. I would make a bigger collection. But I remember getting that, I would take that tape and record it, right? And I had it, and I would watch it all the time. And I literally watch it all the time, man. Rewind it, watch it, rewind it, watch it, rewind, watch it. And that's where it all came from, man. Comedy saved my life.
Be more confident.
Confidence. It's everything. Look up. There's this Instagram video of this kid that went to go dunk.
I saw it. I love it. I watch it all the time.
And he's got his head down, and his friend... And
bro. Yep.
It's amazing. And that means a lot. Stand straight and look. I make my bed every single day.
Me
like
too.
My house will be fucking dirty. But I remember Fred telling me, don't leave this house, Bubba, with that bed dirty. A messy bed is a messy life. Now go clean your bed.
True.
And I haven't stopped doing my bed.
Same.
I remember I took a shower and I was about to go to my pod today and I went to the room. I was like, oh fuck, I forgot. And I didn't give a fuck. I was gonna be late, but I didn't give a shit. Fix the bed.
Yeah, they texted me you were running late.
Yeah. No, I was
at the pod. You're making your bed.
No, the other pod. I was about to be late to the other pod, you asshole. I got here on time.
You did. Well, brother, thank you so much.
I love you, man.
I love you, too. Do you want to promote anything?
No.
All right. Thank you. You know what? We did all this. We didn't even get to your leg. Come back and tell the leg story because I want to hear it.
Let's go.
As always, man, do you feel that shake the building?
Does that happen all the time?
No.
That was crazy.
Whoa, that shook the building. As always, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Yeah.